News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome to the show, Dr. Friedman. I understand that the holidays are coming up, and you've gotten some questions from listeners. So why don't you get into some of these? Maybe we can have an interesting chat today.
Yeah, let's see. I got one. I don't think it's holiday related. Well, it could be. It says, it's Tom from St. Petersburg, Florida, asked, Dr. Friedman, are there any supplements or certain foods that men can add to their diet to help increase their sex drive? I guess it is vacation time, so there's plenty of room for that. So, yeah, let's look at a diet first. You want to eat foods that are high in zinc because they increase sperm count. And, you know, we've all heard, Melanie, oysters, right, increase libido. It's actually true. That's not a myth. They do help increase libido for men. Peanuts, cashews, and figs are a great thing to add to your diet. For a longer-lasting erection, you want foods that are high in L-arginine. And I remember I read a study, I think it was the British Medical Journal, they did a double-blind study. It was on that amino acid. They found it improved erections versus placebo group, like threefold. So wow. There's definitely science behind that. And foods that have L-arginine, tuna, lobster, salmon, shrimp. Also, farm-raised chicken is another great source.
Now, so Dr. Friedman, what about some foods that will kill your libido? I mean, there's some foods you've mentioned that will rev it up a little bit, but what about some foods that are going to kill it?
Yeah, believe it or not, one of the worst thing, and this is good for the holidays, is cut back in alcohol, because alcohol decreases testosterone. So if you're drinking a lot of alcohol going overboard, you can actually decrease your libido. And men don't realize that. They think it enhances and it makes them. No, it decreases your testosterone. It decreases your drive. So if you're having problems there, it could be your drinking as well. Processed foods, the chemicals, they also inhibit. And one interesting thing, Melanie, is that keeping heat between the legs with a laptop destroys your libido. It actually ruins your sperm count. So get that laptop away from the lap, put it on the table. Don't keep heat down there. And when you're drinking, you know, a cold drink or you got some ice water, rest that between your legs, because remember, sperm increases when it's cool. So a lot of times the heat down there can actually decrease your sperm count, decrease your libido. So that's something men should do. That's just a good place to sort of not at a nice restaurant, folks. You don't want to sit
well there and, you know, in this day and age, I'm telling you, you know, my nephews, I told them this because I remember you telling it to me, Dr. Friedman, and my nephews sit there. They all sit there with their laptops on their laps, hours and hours, you know. So not only are those EMFs probably going straight through, you know, and there's going to be this increase in testicular cancer coming up, but I said to them it's going to decrease their libido. It's going to make it, you know, a little harder. And when you talk about exercise or alcohol, men think that it's just the opposite, don't they? They think, if I drink, it'll be a little easier for me. I'll loosen up a little. But really, it does just the opposite.
Now, with females, Melanie, it actually increases the inhibition, so it makes them more interested, but they have a difficulty climaxing when they've done too much alcohol. So it really has its pros for females if it's very mild, but if they go overboard, then there's just no satisfaction at the end.
At the end. And so, you know what, with the holidays even coming up, when we look at all the foods that are around, are there some that you know, the romance food, and while we're talking about libido, and you said oysters before, but when we look at that table, it's laden with maybe turkey, which has got L-tryptophan, it's going to make us hungry, you know, tired. And what are some of the foods we should really steer clear of?
Well, the ones is the process. One thing we do want to mention, Melanie, is theobromine is in chocolate, and that's actually been shown to increase libido, and that's why it's so popular during the love holiday is Valentine's Day. So chocolate is actually the dark chocolate, and stay away from, you know, all the sugar, but if you do pure cocoa, it actually helps increase that. But, you know, the fried foods are notorious. Anything that you're frying, you want to stay away from. You want to stay away from, French fries, onion rings. Anything you fry has chemicals that actually have been shown to decrease libido as well. A couple herbs you can take. There's something called foti root. It's known as hashiwu. It's a popular youth tonic in Asia, and it's known in the States. It's been shown to increase longevity and stamina. Maca is another one that's known as Peru's natural Viagra. Of course, we've heard of Panax ginseng. That's been used for centuries in China as an aphrodisiac, and it's used for athletes to increase their stamina. But my favorite, Melanie, the name says it all. It's called horny goat weed.
Oh, yikes.
And the herb increases the levels of nitric oxide in the body, allowing more blood to flow to the penis. So it also promotes sperm production and sexual desire. So ask for it by name, men, if you're not embarrassed.
Well, and I like that you mentioned chocolate, Dr. Friedman, and when you're talking about the cacao levels, you know, most people cannot eat. I don't even know if you can find 100%, but 85%, yeah. 90%, 70% right. is usually pretty palatable. I like it really, really bitter, so I can eat 90%, but not a lot of people like that bitterness. So what do you recommend we do if we can't, you know, certain people out there can't tolerate the bitterness of that pure cacao, but they want to get that chocolate, they want to get the health benefits
yeah,
that
you
go
can,
with it?
You can get a supplement, and again, I make one that is a chewable that has theobromine in it, so you can find that actually in a supplement if you don't like chocolate. I happen to not like chocolate, so for me, I don't like the taste of it, so I would choose something that's, you know, hidden where you don't taste the chocolate, or you can go with just a, you know, tablet or a drink and mix it up with a little bit of strawberry so you get more of the strawberry taste as well. So
and if you want to eat it, you can always sweeten it up a little with some agave nectar or, you know,
oh, yeah.
one of those kind
definitely
of things.
Can definitely hide the flavor, though. We got another question. This is right up your alley. You can probably answer. Should I drink Gatorade after a workout? That's Richard Graves from Raleigh, North Carolina. And sports drinks, you know, they contain sodium, as you know, Melanie, which actually makes you thirsty. So I object to a lot of these, you know, sports drinks because they're sodium-based. So one benefit is that, you know, it forces you to hydrate more and make you drink more water because of the salt. What's your opinion on the soft drink, I mean the sports drinks?
You really want to know? Okay, yeah. Here you go. This is my little soapbox, Dr. Friedman, because I've been on it quite a lot. And the fact is that if you drink enough water prior to your event, you should not need sport drinks unless you're in an event that is really, really, you know, an exhausting event like a marathon, in which case you are depleting
right.
electrolytes. The sugar content in those things is pretty high. You only need that amount of sugar content if you are, you know, in a marathon type event. Otherwise,
right.
you really don't need as much sugar. And if you go for the low calorie or the low sugar options, then they've got, you know, all the fake sugar. And they've got NutraSweet, which I detest. And also the dyes and the colors. I don't like that in those sports drinks either. What the American College of Sports Medicine recommends now as your post-replacement drink is chocolate milk. This is being more oft recommended than any other drink. It replaces electrolytes. It's got protein. It's just, I know it sounds like, ew, it's going to curdle in my stomach, but really chocolate milk is now being touted as the best replacement beverage after an event. So first you want to hydrate and prehydrate and make sure you prehydrate before an event or a sporting thing. And then during it, if you need to keep drinking, water is the thing to do, and after is chocolate milk. And unless you need the electrolytes, then you can go to one of those electrolyte beverages. Otherwise, you shouldn't need them. That's my story,
right.
and I'm sticking to it.
That's a good point. And, you know, if you work out for a half an hour and then drink 3 Gatorades, you're actually consuming far more calories than you burn during the workout. So if your goal is to lose weight, you aren't going to help yourself at all. So I agree. Stay away from those fluorescent green and blue drinks. I can't believe, you know, they're putting coloring in there, Melanie.
Well, absolutely they are, and that's the whole problem, is they're putting the coloring in to make them more attractive to kids, and yet the sugar content is just so high that, you know, you only need that much sugar, really, if you're, like, in an Ironman event, and then, yeah,
Ironman,
maybe,
yeah.
But then, you know, you use goo or one of those other Ironman event kind of things. So, you know, Dr. Friedman, I'd like to encourage the listeners to please send in their questions at toyourgoodhealthradio.com because that's how we get the questions. And Dr. Friedman can certainly answer just about anything you can think of. And remember, if you want to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you can go to @DrDavidFriedman. And you can download these shows and listen anytime on the go or on demand at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share them with your friends. Share them with your neighbors. This is information that's important. And if we pass it around, then we all become just a little bit more educated. Come on and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole. I'm here with Dr. David Friedman. You're listening to Your Good Health Radio on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.